Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Gaming My Whole Life podcast. This is your host, George, and a big hello to everyone watching this on YouTube. This discussion will be uploaded both on the podcast and the YouTube channel because I feel it's a fun discussion. Now, today, as the title suggests, can we, as gamers, can we trust Ubisoft? That is the question I'm asking today. And the reason why I ask this is because Ubisoft is one of the most fascinating developers and publishers that are around. Regardless of if you enjoy their games or if you resent them, either way, you know who Ubisoft is. You have heard of their games. And with the upcoming release of Assassin's Creed Odyssey, I thought it'd be really fun to have a bit of a chat about it. Now, for those watching on YouTube, I have Assassin's Creed Origins running. That's my actual gameplay. And I must say, I'm really enjoying the game. That being said, anyone who is old enough to have the memory of it or has done some research online knows that there has been a lot of Assassin's Creed games of varying quality. So I did my research online just to remind myself of how long Assassin's Creed has actually been around. Now, my source is from Wikilinks, Wikimedia, so take it with a grain of salt, because sometimes they mess up the years, but they give us a pretty good estimate. Now, Assassin's Creed came... Assassin's Creed, that's actually a really good one to give a bit of a jab to Ubisoft Assassin's Creed. Alright, Assassin's Creed actually came out in 2007, and what was fascinating about Assassin's Creed, for those of you that don't know, is the reason why we don't see the Prince of Persia games anymore, which was also a Ubisoft product, was because Assassin's Creed took over while Ubisoft was playing around with a new iteration of the series. They thought, for Prince of Persia, they realized it was straying a little bit too far from the original vision and decided they wanted to create a new IP instead. And that was hence the birth of Assassin's Creed. So it came out in 2007. Assassin's Creed 2 didn't come out until 2009. So that was nice. It was a good 2-year buffer, which is expected, like a bit of a minimum. From that point onwards, and before I go through this list, keep in mind I'm only counting the main releases, the main 3D releases, no DLCs and no handhelds. So, from the beginning, Assassin's Creed 2007, Assassin's Creed 2 in 2009. From there is when Ubisoft went a little bit Assassin's Creed crazy. So Assassin's Creed Brotherhood in 2010, Assassin's Creed Revelations in 2011, Assassin's Creed 3 and Assassin's Creed 3 Liberations both came out in 2012, Assassin's Creed Black Flag 2013, Assassin's Creed Rogue and Assassin's Creed Unity both in 2014, Assassin's Creed Syndicate in 2015, Assassin's Creed Origins in 2017, and now, ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to this year's Assassin's Creed Odyssey in 2018. Now, I have a lot of mixed emotions for Ubisoft because they are one of the most brilliant developers, because firstly, they have the most aggressive marketing campaign. Like when they have a new Far Cry coming out, when they have a new Assassin's Creed coming out, or whatever game they want to bring, or Watch Dogs, or Division, or For Honor, Rayman, whatever, you always know. Even if you're not interested, you know. And that's a bit of a double-edged sword, because yes, everyone knows the games are coming out, the hype is there, people go and buy it, and this is where things get messy. You know where I'm going with this? The buggy releases. Now, some people are fortunate enough to get the games, and they work fine, and great. Bugs don't affect every single person. That being said, Ubisoft, unfortunately, as you see, that list of Assassin's Creed games I've mentioned from 2007, that's 12. That is 12 titles. That is a lot. That is not including spin-offs. That list would actually go more towards the 20 mark. That is a crazy number. And quite a few of these games have released, much to gamers' dismay, with bugs, with glitches, and that's obviously not a good feeling. And that's where gamers are split, because on the one hand, we have this really exciting company who brings us cutting edge games which have just as many things wrong with them as I have right with them. Now, I am personally loving Assassin's Creed Origins, This is the first Assassin's Creed game I've played in quite a while. I've kept up with the series. I played the very first one when it came out at one stage or another. I've played each and every one that has released. I haven't owned all of them because I felt the series hadn't progressed much. And also, at a principle as a gamer, if a game is buggy at all, I am not going to support it. I will wait until the patches have come out. I had heard very good things about Origins, and I'm not disappointed. I'm playing it as we speak. It's a great, great game. Now, they're coming out with Odyssey, and I have a little bit mixed emotions about this, because yes, between Syndicate and Origins, there was a nice 2-year gap, because Ubisoft outright admitted, hey, we may have overdone it. We may have released too many Assassin's Creed. We want to see Assassin's Creeds. We want to take a step back and polish things. And this game came out polished and everyone's, yeah, woo. And then you hear about Assassin's Creed Odyssey coming out the very next year. Now, Ubisoft seemed to be trying to be getting away with a little bit of a technicality here. And it's like, yeah, we waited 2 years before releasing Assassin's Creed Origins. But at the same time as developing that, we were developing Assassin's Creed Odyssey. So really, two Assassin's Creed over that 2-3 year mark, feel they're a little bit pushing it. And also, if you play Assassin's Creed Origins, you know that you actually get to go to Alexandria. You get to run around with the Greeks and, you know, have that experience. And it feels weird. I have a feeling Odyssey will be great, but at the same time, it's almost like they grabbed a small part of Origins and said, right, let's make a whole game out of this. Now, for anyone who thinks that I'm being a little bit harsh on Ubisoft, let's please keep in mind that this is not their first time that they've made a mistake with the game series. This is not the first time that they've released a buggy, broken, unacceptable game. And it isn't just the Assassin's Creed series. It's been done with the Far Cry series, For Honor launched in a mess. Any game, as of recent, over the past 7 years, maybe even going back further, Ubisoft has released games in not the best quality. Now, going forward, how do we manage this? How do we teach them, the publisher, to go forward what we want? And just like always, vote with your wallet. When the game comes out, please, by all means, do not pre-order Odyssey. Wait until it comes out. Wait until the reviews are out so we can see the state that it comes in. So then if it does launch buggy, just like many of Ubisoft's previous games, it doesn't sell well to begin with. And then once they've released a few patches and they've fixed it, and then you go out and buy it, Ubisoft will get the signal because they'll say, hey, when we first released this game, when it was in the best condition, no one went out and bought it. The moment some good patches came out, people bought it. Maybe we should delay it for next time. And now this is where I want to hear all your opinions. How do you approach the Ubisoft situation? What do we do with them? Do you personally wait for the patches to come out? Have you been burned by Ubisoft so many times that regardless of the quality of content that they come out with now, you're like, nah, you've burned me in the past. You're not getting my money. I would love to hear your comments in the comment section below. For the YouTube segment, this conversation will end here. However, my podcast listeners, for you, there'll be a lot more said. Until next time, you've been watching Positive Gaming Space, and now the Gaming My Whole Life podcast will continue from here. If you're interested in that, look for the Gaming My Whole Life podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you. And now back to my podcast listeners. Thanks for sticking around, obviously. The other thing which I wanted to discuss, which really came to mind while I was playing Assassin's Creed Origins, is I was admiring the graphics, and I was playing that game of What If, and I was really blown away by just how its visual quality really is top stuff. And I was wondering what if Zelda looked like this? What if Zelda was on more powerful hardware and we were able to get this level quality visuals? Now, don't get me wrong, I think Zelda Breath of the Wilds looks amazing, and I think they got the absolute most they could out of the Wii U before they ported it over to the Switch. And I'm sure the Switch Zelda, which is being developed as we speak, will look even better than that. But I couldn't help but be just a little bit jealous, because while playing Origins, I knew that on a technical level, we probably wouldn't be able to get such a good thing on the Switch. It'd look gorgeous, but not as detailed, or at least as generous. Now, the other thing is, though, that I think, and I'm guilty of this as well, so this is a moment of self-reflection, is when we look at graphics engines, we do the most common thing. We look at the graphics. We look at what we can see, how good does it look in videos, how good does it look in screenshots, but we don't really pay attention to other things that graphics engines do. Physics, rules, all those things that work together, and they take up resources, just like an extra high detail texture takes up resources. So does smart AI. So it all works together. And one thing which, I keep saying the word one thing, when I'm playing Assassin's Creed, the first thing I did was I ran up to the grass. I realized the grass bent under me as I ran, so I thought, cool, nice bit of attention to detail. Now, I attacked that grass with my sword, didn't react at all. It was as if the sword wasn't there. I ran up to a tree and started hacking at it. There were some cutting sounds, little bits of wood just popped up in the animation. The tree wasn't damaged itself. I could run around, and unless I was attacking a person or a guard, the game world wouldn't acknowledge my existence. It's like there was no physics. There's just, you know, there's just a reaction to, if this character attacks this character, play this animation. And I realized that maybe I wasn't giving the Breath of the Wild game engine that was used with the Zelda game, maybe I didn't give that enough credit, because in that game, if you attack the grass, you cut it. You can light the grass on fire. If you swing your sword and you're near the grass, but you're not quite within reach, the wind pressure from your sword or weapon makes it go to the side. You can chop down the tree. You can roll the tree down the hill. While rolling down the hill, it can take out multiple enemies. It can then land in a river, have its own Beyonce, and float and go down with the current. And you can run down and jump on that same piece of wood that you cut down from what was actually a tree a moment ago and float down with it. Like, there's so much you can do. And you can't do these things in Origins. So I like to put the question that if such advanced interactive features were in these Ubisoft games, I want to say I believe that there would be a massive performance hit. And that's why we don't see it. One, it's obviously less work for them to do, but a lot of really good-looking games seem to have less interaction. And that's a shame, because the first thing that those amazing graphics do is suck you into the world. It just makes it feel so believable. But then when nothing responds to your character, that illusion is broken. All of a sudden, I have this really realistic Assassin's Creed Origins game that responding less to me than a game on the Switch. So I can't say anymore that, hey, this game is better than that game. It's like, no. How many systems are running? How much physics are running? How much everything is running? Because it's part of the package. And who knows? If the Zelda game, if Breath of the Wild was made without those interactions, then chances are that Nintendo would have been able to push it even further. Personally, I'm glad they didn't. I love the fact that the world reacts to everything I do and I can decide my own way of playing. I think that's priceless. And if anything, I would have settled for a less pretty version of Origins if it meant that things actually responded to me. If I could go and just cut the grass for no reason, cut down a tree for no reason, try to set up trap with physics to take guards out and so forth, yeah, that would be awesome. And then light the tree up on fire if I want. That would be sick. So yeah, I guess it's not so clear cut. And I haven't heard anything that would suggest that when Assassin's Creed Odyssey comes out, that they'll be any different. I have a feeling it will look striking, as it should, but I don't think it'll be interactive at all. And that's one step forward, one step back. It looks like you're making progress, but you're not necessarily. I mean, we've all experienced better graphics, but we know an interactive world makes all the difference. One area which there is extra interaction is in Origins. And yeah, so in Origins, when you're like in a boat and you're going through the water, you make actual realistic splashes on the water. It actually bends as you go through it, and it's not just a pre-done animation. So that's cool. If only that attention to detail could have went to the whole world. Let me mess it up. Let me be silly. Let me go and, I don't know, light a tree on fire. Make wood. I don't know. Just, it would be nice. The illusion is broken for me. It's like when Zero Dawn came out on the PS3. Amazing game. Looks brilliant. I would not say a word against it. But there has been videos like on YouTube, which I've found before, which just do a bit of a comparison of that game compared to Breath of the Wilds. And obviously the PS3 title by Guerrilla Games is the better looking one. But nothing really reacts to you. Nothing is realistic. And I think we're at that stage in gaming where we should, and rightly so, expect more. I know implementing such advanced interactions does add more development work. Like, Nintendo admitted that the last year of development, a year maybe a little bit more, with Breath of the Wild, was just getting the physics engine, just making all the systems, the many complicated systems, to work together, because one can affect the other, and you do the slightest change, and everything just falls over and no longer works. But I would rather that. I'm disappointed that Odyssey is already coming out, and I'm more disappointed that the game was in development during Origins. Origins, I gave a chance, and I'm glad I did, but it was under the promise that Ubisoft is giving their all into this game. That's why there wasn't a release of an Assassin's Creed in 2016. We waited a full 2 years, and then when Origins came out, we're like, yeah, this is the result of them putting all their effort into a single game. Then they let it slip that they're actually working on another game at the same time. So, in my opinion, what would have been better? If Odyssey didn't release this year, didn't release in another year, maybe even two, and put all your effort into it and add that advanced system, make the Assassin's Creed a brand even greater than what it is. Anyway, these are my thoughts for this week's podcast recording. So, as usual, thanks for listening. This has been Gaming My Whole Life. If you enjoyed the mentions of the YouTube channel, that is going well. It's a new channel, but it's there. And if you wanted to see the video and images for the first segment of this podcast, go to type in Positive Gaming Space into YouTube. The channel will pop up there, and it will be the latest video, so feel free to check it out. Otherwise, thanks for listening, and you have a great day. Thank you.